Pensacola. It's 6:11 here in the Pensacola area. 76 degrees, going to be a high of about 90, 92. We are out of the extreme heat advisory phase, at least for now. I mean, it might only last a couple more days, maybe even a day. I think by Friday it's supposed to get back up to 96 again, so tomorrow, over the weekend. Oh, well. But at least right now it actually feels pretty decent outside. Like, it's, I can't say it feels cool, but it doesn't feel like, as Candy says, a dog's mouth.
It does. I mean, but not right now.
Yeah, not right now.
You're welcome, Jenna.
So then, coming up here in another 3 minutes, we'll get your first traffic update on the roads for you. So stick around for that. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Jenna Barr joining me here. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. So Candy.
Beautiful morning.
Candy's a biggest fan of Jenna's, as you heard right there. So,
and you too.
Feel better.
Oh, I just, but it's so nice. You just are such a ray of sunshine.
Thank you. I hope so.
I think you just like the way she belittles me.
I mean, that's funny too.
Yeah.
Again, Bobby's our boss, and Jenna has just never, ever understood that. You are program director of WNRP. And Edward R. Murrow winning station.
That's
got all these awards.
Thanks
you too, Jenna.
Thanks and to then, Candy's efforts.
Psh, whatever. No,
exactly.
No. That's
it's
what
true.
I'm saying. I just write about
nothing.
The station,
why
what the station
even
does. So
up is.
I'm saying, but also, that's what I'm saying, Jenna. Right there. Perfect example. See? Boss. Jenna. Not boss. Me. Not
boss
a boss.
Is just another word for another.
No, it's a program director. I'm just lucky not to be fired.
Never.
Today. Never. Thursday, August 17th
tonight,
at 6:13.
Thursday. High school football begins in the area.
So exciting.
Very exciting to have high school football start.
I was in Vitamin Shop the other day getting some things, you know, vitamins, of course, shocker. And this kid came in and he was so sweet. He was just getting all of his Celsius for practice. But he's so sweet. He's like, it's really hot. I really am hoping we get some rain because it's hot out there. So I'm excited. I love football.
So we got the kickoff classic going on tonight and tomorrow. So tonight is Tate against Washington at 7 o'clock in the Carl Madsen Field. And gates will open at 5:30. The game begins right at 7 o'clock. And we're actually, that game's going to be carried on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. So if you can't make it out to the game, you can listen to it on our sister station. And then tomorrow night will be Northview against Baker. And, of course, Northview has been very dominant in high school football the past couple of years. And so that'll be the two nights for the kickoff classic. And then next week gets into all the rest of the teams. So this is kind of like it's kind of like a preseason type of thing, but not really. I mean, these games count. So Tate versus Washington tonight, and then Northview versus Baker tomorrow. Speaking of high schools, Baldwin County, our neighbor over to across the border, apparently a big old high school brawl yesterday at Baldwin County High School.
Just to start there, by the way, these kids have only been
like
in
this
school
the first week,
like
first full week,
a week. Yeah.
They haven't gone like a full first week.
No, not a full week.
Yeah. Getting into custody of Bayonet police. So school system officials are urging parents to speak with their children about fights and other disruptions, saying they will not be tolerated. And part of the statement said, while fights are not unusual in high school, in this instance, one student had to be airlifted and one was taken into custody. Oh, boy. So they went into a soft lockdown at that point. So basically, you look at this and you go, you know, you've got a lot of issues with high school, middle school, things like this with bullying. We know some kids unfortunately resort to violence and different things, but it's just one of those things where I guess just pass the message on. Try to talk to your kids. I do remember, though, there's a situation where my son was being bullied, and I'll tell you what happened. It was a little bit surprising, at least to me, right after traffic on the fives with Candy.
As we take a look around, good news is we're not showing many slowdowns or delays right now. Watching a couple of accidents and neither one showing a roadblock. Highway 90 in Santa Villa Drive in Milton, not showing a roadblock, but showing a vehicle crash. And 103 New Warrington Road. It says roadway is clear, but an accident there. It sounds near where Jackson in New Warrington is. Dogwood Drive and Willard Norris Road in Milton. Now there is a traffic light out, so use caution in that area. And if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
So I wasn't really a hothead growing up, but I got in fights. And I tried to raise my kids better than me. Like, I wanted them to be better than me, right?
Sure.
So my son would get bullied. And what I found is I told him, I said, look, often when you're being bullied by somebody, they're picking on you, they're really getting under your skin, it's really bothering you, really upsetting you. I said, a lot of times they think they're just having fun, but they don't realize there could be consequences, like you're going to punch them.
Right.
I found that if you could just tell them, like, hey, look, do you want to fight me or something? Because what you're doing is, that's where it's leading to. And I said, oftentimes that like kind of makes everything calm down. Right, they go like, "What? No, I don't want to fight. You know, we're just playing." Well, that's not playing to me. You know, it upsets me and stuff. And sure enough, that's pretty much worked for him most of his life. He'd been in elementary, middle school, start playing. I go, "Did you do what I told you?" "Oh no, I'll do it tomorrow." Sure enough, he go, "Do you want to fight or something?" Because, like, that's what this is leading to. And they'll be like, "No, I don't want to fight. What are you doing?" You know. And then they end up becoming friends. But then he had one situation when he got in like eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
"Are you wanting to fight or something?" The kid goes, "Yeah, I want to fight." And he's like, "Meet me after school or whatever." And he was like, "What did I do?" So the next day I said, "Go to the school resource officer and let him know this kid continues to bully you and like really bad, like stealing lunch and,
sure,
and
sure.
would even like push him in the hall and all this other stuff like this." And so went to the school resource officer and he says, "So, you know, I'm feeling at this point like he's going to fight me anyway. Mm-hmm. I want you to have a heads up with it. I don't know if there's anything you do." And the school resource officer said, "Well, just so you know, if you do get in a fight, I'm suspending you too." And I just was
that
like...
That was here in Florida?
Yeah, I was in Florida. Mm-hmm.
And not surprised.
I was like, what? Like, you're...
Oh, my
What's
gosh.
The point of the school resource officer?
Yeah,
aren't they supposed,
an SRO
supposed to be
then.
There to diffuse situations and to protect kids and, you know, hey, I'm being bullied by this kid. And they're doing this and this and this. And now they want to fight. Mm-hmm. Well, if you fight, I'm going to have to you'll get suspended, possibly kicked out of school. Wait, what? Like, that blew my mind. And,
wow.
You know, and then I'm not, like I said, I'm not as calm and collected.
No, good. No, nor so should you be. No,
I lost my crap the next day at the school resource officer.
Did you go fight the SRO?
I tried to.
All right. Yes. Just so you know, if it's going to lead to a fight.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying
to
do?
You walked in the room. You're like, "Just so you know, we're about to fight."
Yeah. Well, my thing was always like, "So do you want to fight or something? Because what you're doing is going to lead to the fight." And they were like, "Yeah." And then I'd immediately punch them. And so that was my, like, "You said you wanted to fight."
That's
so.
Right. Yeah.
But like I said, I was trying to raise my children to be better than me. And I've done a good job as far as that goes.
Oh, I
my
bet.
Kids don't, my none of my kids have ever been like even in fights.
Good. So, that's good.
Yeah. That was one that blew my mind. School resource officer going, "Well, just so you know, if this bully does hit you and you get in a fight with him, I'm going to suspend you both." What the what? Yeah, that was very disappointing. By the way, Florida Department of Education is saying that this reports from the teachers union that we have an increase in vacancies is a lie.
Oh.
That's what the Florida Department of Education is saying.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're
so
saying.
So they're not looking for teachers.
So
that's the Florida Department of Education saying. Well, they're saying we have vacancies.
That's definitely a lie. I mean,
they're saying the Florida Department of Education is saying we have vacancies, but there's not an increase in vacancies like the teachers' unions are saying that there is.
Oh, okay. So but they're not reporting that all the teachers that have retired this year and are quitting.
There's a lot of teachers retiring.
Yes,
and or have did, moved. Did retire, I guess, before the school season started.
They retired at the. In the summer.
Because when I've been hearing nationwide is that there's a teacher shortage, but...
They don't pay them enough.
But I don't know if that's... Well, and then the kids are rotten, and the parents don't support the teachers. They support the kids.
Oh, kids are terrible these days.
Yeah.
They're absolutely terrible.
So I've been hearing that there is a teacher shortage, but once again, are we hearing it because it's what the teachers' union is presenting, and then that's what all the news outlets are reporting on, or is it actually a greater increase in...
Well, that's where it comes into vacancies. Who do you trust more? The teachers who are actually there every day or the Department of Education? So I don't know. Mm. That's
texture here. Yeah, my son had the same thing happen to him. It's not fair. On the street, it would be self-defense. But in school, it doesn't matter. I guess that was my thing. Is like
right. No, that's perfect.
It's self-defense if you have to defend yourself. But then in school, like, yeah, well, we're going to suspend you or possibly kick you out. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's go ahead and get a quick break. We'll come back here with an update from David Wayne over the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
What would you think of a car mechanic that, when you took your car in to see him, said, you know, I don't think you really need to fix this right now. It's going to be fine. I mean, it seems counterintuitive that somebody try to talk you out of doing business with them, but at least you'd know they were honest. You would know that they were telling you for sure what was right. So what about a realtor who tells you maybe sometimes it's better not to buy, or it's better to keep renting? May seem counterintuitive, but it does happen. I know because I watched Christina Leavenworth make a video about this just recently where she said, you know, there are some circumstances where it actually makes more sense for you to rent. And then she went through and listed all of them. And the point of that is simply this. Why would a realtor try to talk you out of buying a home unless she was always just passionate about giving you the best information for whatever your circumstance is? See, that's the Christina Leavenworth that I know. You can always count on her to give you the straight answer, even if it's counterintuitive or something that doesn't, like, personally benefit her, because she just wants to see everybody get the best advice. So when it comes to buying or selling a home, I mean, you just can't do any better than that. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram.
Xanadu?
No, Flashdance.
Oh, it's the Flashdance one. Okay, I didn't watch Flashdance.
No?
No.
What a surprise.
I wasn't allowed to watch that one.
Oh, I could see why you wouldn't. Yeah, that's sorry.
Yeah, it was inappropriate, is what I was told.
Well, this 14-year-old girl went and, man, bought leggings and could not wait to be a dancer. Not at a club like this lady did. In Flashdance. I always forget that part. It's like, oh yeah, they were at that club, that dirty club dancing. You do, you forget that. It's like, it's about ballet. Nope.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. It's about achieving your dreams.
I got a text here that says, discipline is nothing at all. Parents are not involved. Get the parents involved and it will fix 90% of the problems. I'm a 60-year-old first-year teacher and it's totally different than in the olden days. Oh, well, but good for you. Good for you being getting in there teaching at this.
That's amazing. That's
they,
amazing.
They
thank
need
you.
That kind of influence. So,
thank you very much.
Bless you.
Candy, what you got going on with traffic?
Oh, roads, for the most part, are fine. We're watching a few things happening. Dogwood and Willard Norris Road in Milton. That traffic light, it says it's down, so he's cautioned the area. Yellow has right away. Red is a complete stop, and if it's... A four-way stop, rather, but of course, better be safe than right, right? We also see something in Milton. It's Highway 90 and right at Avalon there. A vehicle crash with injuries, no roadblock, and then New Warrington Road. It looks like near Pete Moore, but that roadway is clear, too, just showing an accident. So watch your emergency crews on scene, and if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
David, what you got going on in the news for us?
Well, Bobby, the death toll in Hawaii now confirmed at least 111. It's the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. The fire burned Lahaina on Maui. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden set to visit next week. The names and addresses of the Georgia grand jury members that indicted former President Trump now have reportedly been posted online. This info was found on what's being described by various news outlets as a fringe website that uses violent rhetoric. Officials say they're concerned the information could be posted on mainstream social media. Although the grand jurors' identities were never really a secret, they were listed in that 98-page indictment. And this one's a little interesting. Researchers say they were able to reproduce a song from the brainwaves of people who listened to it previously. The brainwaves were recorded from epileptic patients in 2012 and 2013. They had listened to Another Brick in the Wall, and scientists used electrodes in the brains of patients to monitor activity. Years later now, they're feeding the data into a new supercomputer of some sort, and they were able to reproduce the song based only on the recorded brainwave activity.
Well, that is amazing.
It is, but if they can do...
So what can they do with this? That's
what I'm thinking. In like 10 years, this is the start of they can read your thoughts.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, yeah. That we will no longer need to speak to each other. We just have a...
thank God.
You just think it, and then all of a sudden,
that. I don't want that.
Come over
there. I don't want it either.
I don't want that at all.
I do.
Candy, you are your thoughts.
Yeah.
I know, but everybody can leave you alone. You know what I mean? Andrew's board can run itself.
Just walking around with our thoughts just being displayed in a bubble over our head.
Here's more of David's thoughts. He's a quiet one.
Yeah, it's true.
He is.
Too quiet.
So, you know, sometimes I'm like, what you don't want to
get
about?
In. You don't want to get in this brain. No. I'm telling you.
It's a big bag of weird up there.
Oh, my goodness. That is pretty amazing, though, overall. Yeah. Speaking of amazing when it comes to that kind of stuff. Would you use an artificial intelligence life coach? So a life coach
tells you how to live.
Tells you how to live, gives you suggestions on organization,
one, by the way, all of us.
And things like that. But it's from artificial intelligence, not from a human.
So
Google
like
is working on one. That's why I'm bringing this up. Google's working on an artificial intelligence life coach. So
I would. Hell yeah. Bring it on.
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I already use apps for like mental health things that are bots. They're like artificial intelligence, stuff like that. So I already do
it's
a
the
little
government.
Bit of that.
Okay.
I could probably ignore advice from artificial intelligence as easy as any real person. So I'd be all right.
Very good answer.
That was good.
Very
yeah.
good answer.
Yeah. Mine's a no.
They've taught this artificial intelligence 21 different tasks to help people improve their lives, like creative problem solving, helping you plan ahead better, creating budgets and meal plans, and just doing life, just dealing with life in general. So they've already started these types of things, and it's going to get deeper and deeper. Next thing you know, you'll be driving down the road in an automated car that's going to talk to you about your problems and counsel you.
Heck yes!
Be like, you know what? So we should not be driving to McDonald's right now. I should
like
be driving
your own
you
Jarvis?
To... Yeah, exactly.
Like a Jarvis.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A Texas woman is charged with threatening to kill the federal judge overseeing former President Trump's election conspiracy case in D.C.
Abigail Jo Schrey of Alvin, Texas is charged with calling the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C. and leaving a threatening message, which court records show included a racial term for federal district judge Tanya Chutkan, who is black.
Fox's Lillian Wu. A federal appeals court says the abortion pill, mifepristone, should stay on the market.
The three-judge panel, while overturning a Texas judge's decision revoking FDA approval of the drug, also said it can't be delivered by mail and that a doctor must be there to administer it. The final decision will be made by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Dr. Grinnell Scott, that drug was approved 23 years ago, with access expanded in 2016 and 2021. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31. News Radio 92.3, it is 75 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies in Pensacola this morning. Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Burgosh encouraging county leaders to push forward with bringing jobs to 250 acres of that OLF 8 site. Earlier this month, the board opted to retain 250 acres of the land due to the recently passed Live Local Act, which essentially would allow private developers to forego commercial development for residential, even if it's not zoned for that.
We can work with these buyers, but I think meanwhile, we have to pull that acreage back, get our Triumph grant, and get moving with job creation. If that's what this board wants to do, I would like to do that, and I don't see a good reason why not, particularly if none of these offers coming in are gonna align with the master plan.
And Burgosh wants to submit a rebooted application to the Triumph Gulf Coast for commercial infrastructure improvements on that property. He says each of the three purchase offers have come with proposals that would deviate away from the approved master plan. Police in Milton say they arrested a man for allegedly driving drunk through a local park and damaging a pavilion, playground equipment, and a picnic table. All of that happening late Tuesday night at Carpenter Park in Milton. And officials say they were called there where a truck was found lodged on top of a playground slide. 51-year-old Sean Smith was arrested. He's been charged with DUI, enhanced by damaging property, refusing to take a DUI test, and resisting an officer. Milton's Public Works Department says they've already started on repairs at the park, and visitors are being asked to just be cautious near the damaged equipment and repair crews. One of Pensacola's only shelters for women and children is going to stay open for at least a few more months. thanks to a $15,000 pledge from the Escambia County Board of Commissioners. However, questions do remain whether the REAP transitional shelter is going to be able to stay open beyond that time.
This is only a lifeline so that maybe the intervention can be there to keep these institutions so you ladies can transition and get out. But if there isn't a change in the business plan, there's no way the county can continue this or any organization.
Right. District 2 Commissioner Mike Kohler and the board contributing just enough money for REAP to be able to pay the rent and the utilities. Additional meetings with their leadership are going to be scheduled over the next few weeks. Well, here in Escambia County, we're now under a mosquito-borne illness alert after cases of West Nile virus have been detected. The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County says two cases of that disease have now been reported in the area since last month. It marks the first infections in the state of Florida this year. Experts say the virus typically causes a mild illness with symptoms including a headache, body aches, and vomiting. There were five cases of West Nile reported last year. The board that oversees gambling in Florida in need of a new leader. Florida Gaming Control Commission Chairman C.B. Upton has resigned. He'd been the chair for less than 4 months. He was appointed by Governor DeSantis. Upton did not say why he was leaving his position. It is 6:34 at News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
And the good news is we're not showing any roadblocks at this time. We're seeing something. It looks like it's near Pete Moore, but again, it doesn't even look like it's anything. It's been moved off to the side. And the roadway is clear. Also in Milton at Highway 90 and Avalon, showing an accident but not a roadblock this morning. Use caution wherever you are. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Another beautiful day today with temperatures warming up near 92 degrees. Mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. For Friday, humidity returns with a high near 95. Temperatures feeling much warmer than that in the afternoon. Overnight Friday, temperatures dropping near 80. Sunny skies continues through the weekend with humidity returning as well. Temperatures in the mid to upper 90s feeling more like the triple digits. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, enjoy this while it's here. Very low humidity. It's 73 in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. And our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
With your money now, BAE Systems says it's buying the aerospace business of Ball Corporation for $5.5 billion, strengthening its capabilities in space systems and other defense technologies. Ball Aerospace is a Westminster, Colorado-based company with more than 5,200 employees, of whom over 60% hold U.S. security clearances. It makes products including spacecraft, mission payloads, optical systems, and antenna systems. The U.S. is in talks with Turkey, Ukraine, and Kyiv's neighbors to increase the use of alternative export routes for Ukrainian grain after Russia pulled out of an agreement that guaranteed the safety of food shipments across the Black Sea. The U.S.-backed plan involves increasing capacity for Ukraine to export 4 million tons of grain a month via the Danube River by October. Much of the grain would be sent down the river and via the Black Sea to nearby ports in Romania and shipped onward to other destinations. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open. That's your money now.
So how are things?
Oh, great. Katie just bought herself a new bike with her own money.
What? My kids spend all their money on video games. How'd you get Katie to save?
Just a little education. Did you know China prioritizes teaching financial literacy starting in preschool?
That's so smart. American kids don't seem to hear a word about it in their classrooms. And I really can't teach it at home. They're being left behind.
Actually, we can help at home, thanks to the Sensibles.
The Sensibles?
Mm-hmm. They're a team of animated superheroes who help kids ages 6 to 12 to develop smart money habits in a fun way. Katie gets a Sensibles kit in the mail with a great DVD, a comic book, and other fun activities each month. She also gets access to an interactive website with a library of lessons, other fun activities, and lots more.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm signing my kids up today.
Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code SENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. Subscribe at bcs-kids.com. That's C-E-N-T. It's the sensible thing to do.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew's off until Monday. I'm Bobby Rossi. Jenna Barr filling in for him as well. Takes two of us to fill in for.
Takes four of us.
Four, that's true. David, Candy, all of us over here. You got food in your mouth or something?
I'm so sorry.
Okay. 75 degrees here. 75
Is
degrees.
Is it Miracle Whip?
Definitely, probably not. It'll be ashwagandha with some hemp seeds and.
Yeah, and look at that.
What is that? Is that joking. Trail mix?
They're nope. Goji berries and pumpkin seeds.
That's not even a trail
Natural
mix.
Natural energy.
It's not even a normal trail mix.
I'm going to make you guys eat them, and you're going to like it.
Actually, I do like goji berries. Goji berries are good. Okay.
Did you see her fight the squirrel outside for them? I'm just kidding. No, that's great. But no, if you take one look at Jenna, you can see like how eating like this would go. It does make a difference.
That's funny. 75 degrees here.
Give me that, squirrel.
And we're out of the heat advisory phase, so that's good.
Yeah.
We'll still be 90 degrees later this afternoon. But then tomorrow, back to 96s. So, oh boy. I want to hit this story. I meant to cover it a little bit earlier, but I went on this rant about high school fights. So, a blackout happened in Australia because authorities are saying somebody had a mind-blowing decision to staple a poster to a power pole.
People do that all the time.
People do it all the time.
Yeah.
Now, this happened in Australia, so maybe their power poles are different than our power poles in America. But apparently, when they stapled the poster, it like blew up the stapler and caught the poster on fire. And they don't know who did it. The person fled, but they'd left the blown up
stapler,
the poster and everything like that. And they're like, please do not staple things to the power pole because there could be metal behind the wood that you're seeing, and that could... And it's conducting all the way up. And I was like, what the what?
I've never heard of that. I didn't.
Never heard of that either. So that kind of was bizarre. And then that ties into a blackout that happened in America. In New Jersey, in Sayreville, New Jersey, there was.
It's just Sayreville. And if you know where it is located in New Jersey, they don't talk like that. But go ahead.
How they talk?
Yeah. They just talk like this.
Talk like what?
Go, continue.
Okay.
Which exit?
Yes, because they are off the turnpike.
Okay, there you go. Whatever that
so
means.
So what happened in that town?
Are you kidding me?
The entire town went black. Whole blackout there. This is not from a power pole being stapled. No, instead, an osprey, a bird, dropped a large fish onto the power pole.
Oh, man.
It hit the transformer, blew the transformer, and knocked out power for the entire town.
This is the best part. There is a suspect sketch online,
from the city.
And then somebody photoshopped the suspected fish that hit the power line that is slightly fried, by the way, and they put a police line, do not cross tape across it. I mean, the entire situation is hilarious. It's something to like... It's laughable, but also at the same time, it's still pretty hot
it's like
there.
Like the Creighton leprechaun.
Yeah, exactly. The leprechaun. Oh my God. I remember that. Yes.
Give me the gold. I want the gold.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, should be a crackhead.
That was funny. Oh boy. Estimates show that the state of Florida has had our best international tourism numbers since 2019.
Oh, wonderful.
So, you know, we know our domestic tourism's basically been just booming. Even during COVID, it was still doing okay. And now we know, like here in Pensacola Beach, like every weekend is like a record weekend.
Yeah.
And so we've been doing very well with domestic. Well, part of that is international. So international tourism is back. We're at pre-COVID levels now, finally. So the international people, the people from other countries are now deciding, yeah, let's go back to Florida again. So those numbers are the highest since 2019, which is... you know, good news for us, but I think it also shows internationally how people are like kind of getting back at ease. Like, okay, we could start traveling again. Some of that is because we had international travel restrictions still under COVID rules, and about like 6 months ago, the Biden administration finally got rid of those, so that kind of now also opened up the ability to travel more often too as well. Speaking of travel, just a little reminder again, you got the gold star on your...
No.
You don't have the gold star thing on your
driver's
license yet?
Thing?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
What about yourself?
What?
The gold star?
The gold star. The real ID on your driver's license number. You got that thing yet?
Mm-hmm.
You just have to go... If you just go renew your driver's license, you'll have it.
I just renewed it like a year ago.
Yeah, then you'll have it. If you just renewed your driver's license a year ago, you'll have it. But so since we're talking about like... It, obviously you can't...
Yes. Yeah, we're good. We're certified. Is this like we can definitely
in your face, Rossi?
Okay.
No, just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Does this mean we could just like arrest people ourselves?
No.
Oh, can we?
This is this.
Brent Lane, we're coming for you.
Yeah.
Oh boy. No.
Come up, Lane.
It was actually it's actually now when you fly, the deadline was supposed to be May of this year that you had to have that on your ID to fly domestically.
I remember this. Mm-hmm.
If you didn't, then you also have to bring in your your birth certificate and all this other stuff when you fly.
Why though?
Because of COVID. Well, they passed a law about this years ago, but because of COVID, they delayed it to 2023. But now the Biden administration has gone ahead and delayed it again. So you don't need the real ID, the gold star on your card until May 2025. So still
what does it mean?
It means now you will be able to fly domestically just by showing your driver's license. After 2025, you will have to fly. If you don't have the gold star, you'll have to show your driver's license, your birth certificate, social security number, social security card, stuff like that in order
to
get on a plane.
But why? What was happening? Like, because there is this
fake IDs,
terrorism?
It's like fake IDs. It's to make sure that people are not getting on planes domestically who are not citizens. And things like that. Because if you're not a citizen, you need a passport.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a citizen, we need to verify that you really are a citizen. So to get the real ID, you have to show birth certificate. You have to show social security card, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So just a reminder for people to go get that if you haven't had it. You still got 2 years now to do it, but just a reminder to do so. Candy, what do we got going on traffic?
This is brought to you by Indeed.com. And we're not showing them any slowdowns right now. It looks like... New Warrington, kind of by Pete Moore, it looks like this is south of Jackson on New Warrington Street, showing an accident, but it looks like it's cleared off to the side, but certainly watch for emergency vehicles on scene. Highway 90, it looks like an Avalon showing an accident, but again, no roadblock there either. This brought to you by Indeed. You can make your next hire fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. And certainly, if you have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 9. 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, so we talked about mayonnaise before, right?
Yeah.
Mayo, or is Miracle Whip mayo?
No.
Okay.
No,
right.
It's the tangy taste of Miracle Whip.
All right.
Miracle Whip's tangy, whereas mayo is like Miracle Whip
is
tangy.
That's not a really great you know, well, we're not going to put you on Hellman's list for marketing, but
yeah, right. You don't want to do live reads for Dukes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh yeah,
Dukes.
I Dukes. Oh my God, I would drink Dukes by the gallon.
Yeah. Oh boy. Okay, but we all, I guess we could all probably agree in this room, even though we don't all do fast food, but we can all agree we like Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go on.
Chick-fil-A's like crack cocaine.
You
want to
run the board
chicken.
And I'll go get some?
Yeah, for Christians. Chick-fil-A yeah. is the crack cocaine for yeah. evangelicals.
I've never tried crack, but it is.
I'm going to say it's okay.
I have seen New Jack City.
I really don't want to share too much on air, but it's just not the same as crack. But,
there
okay.
It is.
So,
there it is. There it is.
So, all right. So, in a couple weeks, so August 28th, at Chick-fil-A, they're going to put a little twist on their original chicken sandwich, which is like, that's the creme de la creme. You go there, you get your chicken sandwich and your waffle fries and a sweet tea, right? So now they're doing one called the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich. I know. Like, honey pepper already is so good.
That sounds good.
But pimento?
That sounds gross.
I don't know.
Have you ever
though.
Had it? Have
I don't
you
like pimento. I don't
cheese?
Like pimento cheese.
Pimento cheese on crackers?
No, it's gross.
You're gross. You,
like, that's in Jersey. Like, that's a thing.
I know. My mom tried to go
exactly
give me pimento cheese. I'm like, why keep giving me the stuff with the red things in it?
In Jersey, yeah, that's what it's not red things. It's just part of the pimento. It's just the it's whatever pimento is.
What is a pimento?
I thought it was the little thingy-dingies that are inside the olives.
They are.
Yeah.
Olives don't come that way. I had an olive tree in my yard. There's no red things inside my olives.
You have an olive tree in your yard?
Not now, but in a house I had before, I had an olive tree. And you pull those olives off the tree, and there was no red things in there.
A pimento is a cherry pepper. It's a little piece of
a
cherry pepper.
It's a little sliver of a cherry pepper.
Why are you putting that in my cheese?
It's like slightly has like a nice little spice to
it. I've never liked you, Bobby Rossi.
Yeah, that just put it over.
Yes.
I don't.
So,
that
okay.
sounds awesome. But have you ever had pimento cheese?
I have. That's what I'm saying. I don't like pimento cheese.
Okay, yeah, but as a child, right?
That's true. As
Let
a
me
child.
Describe the sandwich to you, okay. and then you can Maybe decide need, if you don't
wait,
like it.
Wait,
Jenna,
so Candy's
run the board, and I'll go to Aldi or Winn-Dixie or whatever's open, and
no,
I'll go find some
August
food.
August 28th, Monday, August 28th, we're going to get a honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich, and it's got the, you know, chicken filet, right? The fried chicken filet, and then the creamy pimento cheese. Mild pickled jalapenos, which yum.
Okay, that does sound good. Yeah.
And then it's served on, of course, a warm toasted bun, drizzled with sweet honey. Ooh. I love
like
spicy
honey.
With honey. It's delicious. Like cayenne pepper mixed with honey. You should try dipping your French fries in it. It's amazing.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, you want me to go get some fries?
Yeah.
Where are we on this food thing?
Yeah. I think
I know. You're I know hungry.
We do have to take a break, so maybe we can take a break and have a snack and then get an update from David Wayne in the newsroom here at News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, sounds good.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmore Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599, the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799, and the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus, the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by Vincentric. See dealer for details.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Quick, name two things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
Tomorrow morning at 10:30, join A-Hope on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe that every life is precious, that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. Tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, Bobby, Jenna, Candy, David, all filling in for Andrew today. He'll be back on Monday. That's when he'll come back. I got quite a few people here, Candy and Jenna, who agree with me that pimento.
I see that.
Like, make the Chick-fil-A sandwich with the honey and the spices.
So what would be
with
a
no
cheese
pimento
option?
No cheese. On you got honey and you got mild jalapenos.
So it's just a spicy honey.
Fine,
chicken
throw some
sandwich?
Pepper jack on there.
They already have honey there for you to put honey on there.
I'm saying pepper jack.
So pepper jack would be
your
cheese.
You're okay with pepper jack cheese, but not pimento?
Pepper jack's amazing.
Yeah, pepper jack.
No, it's not. It's too spicy.
Jack is amazing, but it's definitely like one of those spicy, twicey foods.
But pimento's gross.
Because it hits you on the way
this
out.
This is what I was saying. Pimento cheese is like taking cheese whiz and throwing these little red things in it. Okay, stop. You guys are killing me here. another text. I do not like pimento cheese, so no. Deluxe spicy chicken with extra pickle, pepper jack, and ranch. See this person right here? They know what they're doing right there. I like it.
You guys should go to lunch.
It's
we should all go to lunch.
That's right. Another one. Gross. Chick-fil-A and all their MSG. Oh, MSG makes me drool. I do like MSG.
I don't know what MSG is.
But
it sounds delicious.
So when I lived in the Philippines, I developed, like, I was like, I can taste something now, know, like, oh, that has MSG in it.
Oh, yeah?
And yeah.
I hear, like, Chinese food. Oh, it has foods. MSG.
Doritos.
Yeah,
right?
American Chinese food.
You eat Doritos, and you're like, this has a unique
after
flavor.
Pretty much just like Doritos. It's all a Frito-Lay.
Just about.
They're just poisoning
But, like,
everybody.
There's an after flavor, and you're like, what's this aftertaste?
Bring it on, Frito-Lay.
I'm monosodium glutamate. Good stuff right there.
Yeah. You want me to go get some?
Candy, roads are fine. Candy, what do you got going?
Not sure. Yeah, roads are fine. 437, 1620. If you see an accident or slow down, it looks like I-10, I-110. Everything is clear. David, how are you in the newsroom, sir?
I'm doing well. Good morning. A new video making the rounds today showing former President Trump advisor Roger Stone appearing to plot to overthrow the 2020 election by changing state electors.
We must be prepared to lobby our Republican legislatures by personal contact, and by demonstrating the overwhelming will of the people.
That photo shown on MSNBC last night was reportedly filmed a few days before the election was called for Biden. A SpaceX rocket launch in California has been delayed. It's now scheduled for Friday. That rocket's going to carry 21 Starlink satellites into orbit from Vandenberg Space Force Base. And there was a launch as well last night from Cape Canaveral that carried 22 satellites into orbit. And a dozen people that survived that mass shooting at the top supermarket in Buffalo, New York last year, filing a lawsuit. They're suing social media companies, the retailer that sold the gun to Peyton Gendron, the shooter in that case, the company that manufactured his body armor. They're also suing his parents, saying they took no action to keep him from getting a gun. All of the plaintiffs, they weren't actually shot in that mass shooting, but they say they suffered psychological trauma.
If I was the family of the shooter, I'd sue them for not developing a son who has quick enough reflexes to dodge the bullets. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, you're just creating more trauma on trauma at this point. It's not helping anybody heal.
It just seems like an opportunistic situation. And it actually does more damage.
That's what I'm saying. It's just doing more damage.
And any good.
And so.
And that's like. Whatever.
I mean, I understand. No, they're in pain. You know what? They're hurting. So
right.
I
don't ever think I would minimize somebody's pain.
Well, I will when they start suing other people.
Okay. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, you start suing people and you start trying to change laws because you're hurt and you're in pain and you're trying to force everybody else to heal your pain. Then I'm sorry. I'm going to minimize you. It's ridiculous.
Right. They should maybe sue the government and all the insurance companies for not including regular mental health checkups in all of our routines, too. How about that?
Yeah,
or
that
maybe
would be nice.
Sue the government for all the garbage they put in our foods that causes extra issues that
why
cause
is it gonna go back
health.
To foods again?
Let me go ahead.
Not true.
Speaking of foods,
it's
wait.
True.
Speaking of foods, I got to read this
pimento
text.
Pimento cheese, David?
Yeah, I like it.
Thank you.
I like
all
it.
Right. Go
cheese
ahead.
Whiz with red stuff in it. All right, here's the text. Says, haters better put some respect on the Lord's chicken. Them is fighting words. I like it.
Yeah, don't fight with the Lord's chicken wings.
Exactly.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
The Escambia County Board of Commissioners has pledged $15,000 to keep the REAP transitional shelter open. We'll have more on that after this update from Fox News at News Radio 92.3.
Most Americans think former President Trump did something wrong. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is all in a new Fox News poll.
Former President Trump has repeatedly spoken out about the multiple criminal cases against him. He's criticized the judges, the prosecutors, even the pundits involved. Now we know where he stands in the court of public opinion.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House, where the former president hopes to return.
53% of people saying they believe he did something.